Port Arthur, Texas, population about 55,000, is underwater. Floodwaters rose overnight as Harvey hovered overhead and dropped a record-setting 26 inches of rain in 24 hours, putting the total rainfall there at 3.5 feet. Evacuees sleeping on cots overnight at the Bob Bauer Civic Center woke in cots bobbing in water that seeped in overnight. The largest oil refinery in the country is located in Port Arthur. Its operations shut down earlier today. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been driving around the whole region, reporting from the region. She's in Beaumont, Texas, about 20 miles north of Port Arthur, where there's also been disastrous widespread flooding. She joins us on her cell phone. Debbie, start with Port Arthur. What are you hearing from there?
Well, it's major flooding. You know, the mayor there, Derek Freeman, posted on Facebook early today that his whole city was underwater. He just recently sort of put up a video where he was walking through a couple of feet of water in his house, promising that the military, the Coast Guard, all city assets are out trying to help people and that people should call 911 if they are trapped in their homes. They've even got the city's dump trucks out trying to get to people because those are the only vehicles that can get through high water. As you mentioned, the Civic Center that was being used as a shelter flooded, so people had to be rescued and moved elsewhere. There was an apartment fire complex overnight that was a huge problem. Right now, they've turned a bowling alley into an emergency shelter for people. I was talking to somebody here at my hotel in Beaumont, one of the people that works here, and his aunt is trapped in her attic in Port Arthur, waving, you know, things out of the window in the attic, trying to get people to come and get her.
Well, at least she has a window to wave something out, because I know
right.
The mayor also said, you know, try to stay away
don't
from
go
attics.
In the attic.
Right. Because
right. Take an axe if you're
right.
going in, because you don't want to be trapped with the water rising in the roof above you.
Oh, just terrible. Look, the mayor also said, we're coming to get you. But it's sounding
right.
as if they can't. The county sheriff, Zena Stevens, told a TV station there they can't get to Port Arthur. And in Beaumont, where you are, is also flooding. So this is pretty serious.
It's a real issue, and it's overwhelming for the local authorities here. They're putting everything they've got on it. And then there are volunteers who are also helping, people who are just putting their boats out. In fact, the sheriff here said, okay, we're going to meet at this dry parking lot at the Walmart. If you bring your boat, we'll tell you where to go. Because they just have a queue of people who are waiting to get out. You know, more than 3 feet of rain has come in this region, and there's just nowhere for the water to go.
Debbie, and we know you've been driving around very early today. We saw pictures of gridlock as people on I-10, Interstate 10, were just desperate to flee. Instead, they were standing still later in the day.
Well, I-10 is closed.
Yes.
And no, I'm not driving around because my island, my hotel in Beaumont is an island. I cannot get out because of water on the roads. I was out for a short time yesterday and had to turn back quickly. So I-10 is closed. If you're trying to get from Louisiana into Texas, you just can't. It's not safe, and they don't want people on the roads because that's where people die. There was a fatality here in Beaumont where a woman was in a car. It was swamped with water. She got out with her toddler daughter, and rushing floodwaters got her. The child survived by floating on her mother's body. It's just a horrible story.
Mm. Well, that was going to be my question, because I saw the cars gridlocked very early this morning, and then I saw a picture going around of, you know, white caps on I-10, and, you know, I wondered what happened to those cars, and here's this terrible, terrible story.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of cars that are underwater.
You have seen, you know, people who are charged with trying to tell people about this news weeping on television. I mean, give us more of a sense of what's going on there.
Yeah, it's overwhelming to watch this happen to your home community. And last night at one point, the weatherman on the local TV just started weeping. You know, people have been nonstop trying to help each other, saying, this is what you need to do. Here are answers to your questions. But it's overwhelming for people. It's also overwhelming for the 911 systems here. You know, this is a catastrophe of epic proportions. And it's not just here. It's all across this coast.
Hmm. Look, first of all, thankfully you turned back. We're thankful that you're not driving around as you have been for so many days now, helping us understand this story. But what's going to happen? Another town cut off, that means no food, no water, probably no electricity. What do you foresee? And not only
there are scattered power outages. The challenge is, when will people be able to get in here and how? Right now, it's a matter of rescuing people. Then you start to figure out how to take care of the people who have been rescued. Yeah. And at some point, you know, the waters are going to recede and people are going to have to go home and muck out. But the bad news is that some of these rivers and bayous in this area, they're going to continue flooding for like a week to come. So the floodwaters could persist.
Yeah.
So already you've got more than 200,000 people registered for help from FEMA, and that number is likely to double.
NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting from Beaumont, Texas, where she is surrounded by water, 20 miles north of Port Arthur, which is completely underwater. Debbie, thank you so much for your reporting.
You're welcome.